right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith, and my Muslim faith.
I did not run for office to be helping out a bunch of, you know, fat kid bankers on Wall Street.
And as a consequence, and I'll knock on some wood here because we got 2 months left, I am extremely proud of the fact that over 8 years, we have not had the kinds of scandals that have plagued other administrations. When I met with the president-elect, I suggested to him.
Today, we bring home four Americans who gave their lives for our country and our values.
Over 8 years, we have not had the kinds of scandals that have plagued other administrations.
And a member of Donald Trump's legal team, Jay Sekulow. Jay, I know better late than never, but they are acknowledging what was pretty much the obvious elephant in the room, that Tea Party groups were in fact targeted for their tax-exempt status. Now what?
Over 8 years, we have not had the kinds of scandals that have plagued other administrations.
And should come as no surprise, but finally the NSA, which has been doing this for years and years and years, got caught. And it got caught by its own private secret court, which used to grant 99% of its applications, but really gets angry when the NSA exceeds the authority that the court gave it.
Over 8 years, we have not had the kinds of scandals that have plagued other administrations.
Did you ever authorized the controversial tactics employed in Operation Fast and Furious, the non-interdiction of illegal farms in order to build a bigger case?
Not only did I not authorize those tactics, when I found out about them, I told the field and everybody in the United States Department of Justice that those tactics had to stop.
Over 8 years, we have not had the kinds of scandals that have plagued other administrations.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Katie Couric at CBS News Election Headquarters in New York. And we have breaking news, momentous news, really. CBS now estimates, because of victories in California, Washington, Oregon, and Hawaii, CBS projects that Senator Barack Obama of Illinois will be the next president of the United States. He defeats John McCain, the senator from Arizona and Vietnam War hero. And no matter whom you voted for, you'd have to agree this is an incredible milestone in the history of this country. A century and a half after the Constitution abolished slavery and guaranteed blacks the right to vote, 4 decades after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, voters have chosen our first African-American president.
At the beginning of his first term, Barry crippled the economy and furthered the interest of the banking elite by flooding the executive branch with members of Bilderberg, Trilateral, and CFR. Now, since Barry has the backing of the financial district in place through his presidential authority, now phase two begins. The 16-year plan. Obama's objectives: bring the USA under control of an offshore super bank known as Bank of the World.
Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Develop a police state control grid, building FEMA camps across the country using NEC Act or H.R. 645, which merges local government and police under federal control. Under direct control of POTUS, Barry, using Presidential Directive 51, signed by George Bush, would give authority to a legal privatized army. Disarming the public, Barry introduced more than 10 bills to Congress that would demolish the Second Amendment. H.R. 1022 would allow Attorney General Eric Holder, if passed, the power to ban any firearm at will. H.R. 257 would ban all youth shooting sports, including YMCA and youth shooting clubs. H.R. 45 would force all gun owners to go through federal psychological screening, registration, and testing in order to keep firearms. Massive restrictions on the First Amendment. President, Congress, and FCC developed plans to regulate speech on radio, newspaper, and internet censorship. Barry was pressing to pass draconian hate speech laws to eliminate free speech. To further federalize healthcare, to dictate who receives what treatment. Modeled after the British system, it restricts those of the weak and elderly and to include forced vaccinations.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Expand the Department of Defense budget to issue more troops overseas to encircle Russia, China, and Iran, as well as setting up in Africa to dominate under the disguise of AFRICOM. Radically expand federal control over family farming and ranches through the animal ID system to further tax and regulate the farmlands. 8. Accelerate the merger between USA, Canada, and Mexico. Under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, accelerating the transfer of remaining federal authority to unelected to the quasi-government body like the World Trade Organization. Barry must convince that the buck stops with him, being to blame for the economic ruin so that the next deep state candidate will be embraced with open arms as a savior. POTUS, Barry, must sell the public on globalist policies that aren't in the people's best interest. Barry's main priority is to protect the criminal oligarchs from prosecution, while they loot the world's economy and start new wars to further their agenda. Barry Sotero, The Crimes. Fast and Furious. FBI, along with CIA, used taxpayer dollars to arm Mexican cartels to traffic drugs into America, resulting in thousands of deaths and counting. Attorney General Eric Holder helped in the execution of this plan and lied under oath, which is a felony.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy.
Turns out Holder personally signed off on a search warrant that labels Fox's Rosen as a co-conspirator in a national security leak.
Benghazi. At 9:40 p.m. on September 11th, 2012, members of the Ansar al-Sharia attacked the Benghazi compound, resulting in the deaths of Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Tyrone Woods, and Glenn Daugherty. The attack was blamed on an internet video. That is a lie. An email from Hillary Clinton on the following day stated, "We know the attack in Libya has nothing to do with the film." After Ambassador Stevens requested aid, the orders were refused by Hillary Clinton. Barry enforced her decision, also claiming that anyone who questioned the narrative is a wild conspiracy theorist. At the cost of four innocent Americans, four men died, they lied. IRS targeting conservatives. Barry's administration collaborated with those in upper echelons of the IRS to develop plans to target or go after Tea Party oppositions, conservatives, and they did this to target their political rivals.
If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous. And there's no place for it.
NSA mass surveillance. During the Barry administration, they had illegally spied on thousands of Americans against constitutional laws. Barry Obama admin finalized new rules to allow NSA to share information surveillance with the other 16 agencies that make up the Intel Committee. Also breaking several FISA violations, aka the secret court, established in 1978. Intel was used on political and opposition opponents such as General Flynn, Trump, and Carter Page, completely violating the Fourth Amendment, aka Obamagate. Clinton email scandal.
We have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking today, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me."
Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, good to see you.
Good morning.
Lay out the portions of the Espionage Act that could prove costly to the former First Lady. What are you looking at?
Espionage is the failure to keep secret national security secrets that have been entrusted to you. So if you knowingly put national security secrets in a non-safe, non-government venue, that's espionage. The penalty for espionage is a sliding scale, depending upon who accesses the secrets when you put them in their non-secure venue. So Mrs. Clinton detoured 100% of her emails in the 4 years she was Secretary of State, 66,000 emails. She kept and refuses to return 33,000. 33,000 she did return. Of the 33,000 she did return, investigators found 2,200 that contained state secrets. How is that espionage? It's espionage because she diverted them from her secure government server to her non-secure private server in her home in Chappaqua, New York.
Yeah.
Which intelligence folks tell us is a certainty was hacked.
Wow. It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
How did Obama make sure Clinton was not indicted? Even though the sharing of classified information on an unsecured server was highly illegal, it held behind executive privilege. April 26, Comey had issued a statement exonerating Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had highly classified sensitive material that, if exposed, could bring down the entire government.
There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. For example,
whether it's Russia, China, or anybody else.
I am not
believing. Hillary, you have no idea.
17 intelligence. Do you doubt 17 military and civilian agencies? Well,
yeah,
he'd rather believe.
Such as the DNC staffer by the name of Seth Rich, noticed and decided to download such files to send to WikiLeaks.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old, works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources
but
are.
Why but why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Explosive new developments tonight in the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last summer. A federal investigator telling Fox News that an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer showed he made contact with WikiLeaks through a former reporter and London-based WikiLeaks director.
Seth Rich was shot and killed on July 8, 2016, near his home in Northwest DC. It was reported that he died due to a robbery, yet his phone, wallet, and watch were still on his body. He was an IT intern for the DNC. Other crimes and lies. Payments to Iranian hostages, which actually funded terrorism. Secret Service scandal. Promised to revoke Patriot Act instead of endorsed it once in office. Promised to bring troops home during campaign, yet sent more over. Promised to end war in the Middle East, yet dropped more bombs than any POTUS in history. The only president to spend the entire presidency in war, both terms. Most of all, was an insurgent against sovereignty of the USA. Barry Sotero literally set up the plan for the 16-year plan to enslave you. Any commitment that wasn't going to be implemented by 44 was supposed to be executed by HRC in the 16-year plan to destroy America. We got really lucky by the grace of God.